Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we got
Drive Moment?
Yes.
That one.
All right. Should I start? So, you know, guys, this topic, I thought this ended like in the early 2000s. 1990s, where black people were kind of still a lot broke,
yeah,
and moving into the suburbs, right? So today's topic is inspired by a South African man who revealed that he was invited to a restaurant by his friends who abandoned him with a bill worth over 8,000 rand. 18,000 rand. Mm. So the question that we are asking, has restaurant bill drama ever changed your friendship? Right? So, like I was saying, I know late 90s, 2000s, there were these culprits,
mm-hmm,
who'd rock up at a restaurant when you're chilling, and they'll just order a drink, walk around, greet everyone, come back and drink it again, pretend as if they're going to the bathroom, and they would disappear.
Mm.
And tell the waiter, say, oh, you see, you saw me with Glenn, eh?
Mm.
Yes, Glenn is taking care of the beer.
Yeah.
And they would disappear. Yeah, and they would disappear. I mean, it was a trend for quite a while, and I thought it was kaput. I thought it was gone.
So I will never find myself in that situation where somebody thinks I can fit their bill 18,000. I will never, ever, ever find myself in that situation. However, when you talk about bill dramas, there was one where we were out as girls, but it was friends of friends and friends. Mm. So it was just not my friends.
Mm.
So my friends brought their friends as well. Then came time to pay the bill. Everybody was nitpicking. No, I didn't have two slices of onion rings. I had one. And I was like, guys, the bill is 18,000. There's 18 of us here. Can we not just pay 1,000 each and move on with their lives?
Yeah.
As a result, we spent 30 to 45 minutes trying to settle this bill. I will never ever do that again.
So I have a friend called Belinda. Belinda will be like, I'm not going to mention her surname. So Belinda will be like, no, guys, let's do lunch. Ne? And, you know, she'll be nice. She'll be smiling. I'm settling my own bill. They're settling. I love her to death. Like, we just smile, Ronnie. When the bill comes, her face changes.
Because she wants to pay for what she had.
Yes, of course.
Is it?
Let's separate the bills from the onset.
Easy.
Nake hana bile etlang, ilitele, there's 15, 20, sometimes even 30 line items. Because if people are drinking,
imagine
they are drinking
not,
more than
drink.
One drink, right?
Yeah.
So there's 30 line items, and we are 15 in the table. So each person goes... And then after that, we still have to share the tip. I'm like, guys, this is laborious. No.
So, yeah, Lina, like when I go out and people call me, hey, we are out here having lunch. When I get there, when I order my food, I make it clear to the waiter, like, listen, separate bill.
My bill.
He'll ask me, so I'm like, no. Before I even finish eating, bring my bill. I settle it. Because if I want to leave, I want to leave. Yes,
yeah.
Mama patalanga skumba. Kup shunga njanu gamba. Step by step.
Yeah. Because not everybody's finished.
Trying to go to the door.
Yeah. Oh,
I had not even a friendship that it was not. We were not friends. We knew each other.
Mm.
But we signaled a trend. Which Mark Plomi where no one even is not even asking for the bill.
Okay.
Now skumba kon.
No.
Yeah, it's common.
No
one is asking for anything.
No.
But must figure that when no one is ordering anything, that's another thing.
Oh, you have to order first.
Yeah,
because when I'm ready.
Let me tell you why I'm in Tango's order. There was a point in my life, Glenn, this is a short story. Black coffee was hot in South Africa before the international breakthrough. Black coffee is hot, Joe. Just did a gig, a Centurion, got paid 100 rand. 50 rand ungene Thembisa to see black coffee. Ngamba ni cousin amujabulani. Fike spatala eminyango, walk upstairs ka privy, masifika laphana. We don't even have imali ye Sprite.
Yeah.
But black coffee una 30 minutes ahambile because he had another gig.
No.
So he played.
No.
And left. I was in the corner. This fool Upasane was with other friends. Ati kurayi ntwana. ufuna manje ngathi ngifuna manje wangangibuza impuso utshona bunjani since that day I hate going to a place ngas order something so mangena the first thing that I want is a waiter and order drinks nay problem game so because mina ngidlala ibhola leli nabo sebadlala sisidlala sonke la bese bakufika ibill
no
ayibizwe yini nay problem
0636880959 ngiphethe 100 rand
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Yo, mina Shem, there was a friend of ours. Esitimas hambile njalo nje, there's a problem yena. Ne cut like in ne mali whatnot. I remember one time he went out. Masifika lapha yena the bill was close to 10k. Masekumele ukuthi kubadalwe. Hayibo, nangumuntu uyazibamba uyaziyeka. Yazikhuthuza yazisayibhadala but mina what I don't like is asiloku sihlepula ubani uphuzeni wadlali we just separate the bill equally or one person swipes and then we send the person money
a friend of mine was hosting her birthday at like a rockets and she invited a whole group of her friends I had got there girls were popping champagne and like this is nice I ordered my two Savannahs and luckily then I'm just in time for it's about time for them to leave then the bill comes all of a sudden they're like let's split the bill evenly I was like never y'all are playing y'all were drinking champagne and shots and all these things I had two Savannahs I'm paying for my two Savannahs I'll pay for a portion of my for tipping this lady but I am not forming part of this thing that you guys were doing no but no we all, I'm like I'm not interested give me zero
no mina bona ngifuna ukuhala lapho Jude bona laba ba need pick up bill ngivumelana nabo abanye bedas phuze one time at work I remember this very well we'd gone to Ikapelisa isa seyiwe Ikapelo central CBD eJoburg ah sabloma is the people from work I bill na ifika ibiza ama 20,000 ngalesikhathi leso mina ngiphuze Jude kuphela to know this divided amongst each other ngitangeke ngoba lutshole ngaphuze no ngabathola 100 rand Jude yami ngashiya ibill njalo so and I know the need picking is wrong you end up paying for things you don't drink if you don't drink alcohol and people are drinking and are acting large they melo patalo pile ayinyala
this thing is simple you pay for your own food what exactly what you've consumed including drinks you include the portion of the tip that's it we've done that for years with my friends we don't have any issues initially we've once had drama where there was a friend of a friend who came through and the friend of a friend didn't even have a cent and yeah they weren't willing to I don't know I think they thought it was going to be free and now I don't drink vev and I'm not going to pay for vev if you want to drink your vev perfect nothing wrong with it or your chardonnay just make sure how you pay for it
Yeah, especially in Branston, people don't drink water there.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to alcohol, I get it. Mm-hmm. Because people will be popping and calling bottles that are 1,000 each bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That I get. If you're not drinking alcohol, I think it's only fair. I think my nitpicking annoys me when we are more or less eating the same thing. So it's a meal, it's soft drinks. Like it's an easy lunch, maybe midweek.
Yeah, no one is drinking.
Like what? What are we ordering at that restaurant?
Una
that
is 1,000
rand. It was a 4, yama cold drink.
Four?
Yeah. Upoza one, man. Are you still going to share the bill?
Yeah, I've never encountered such. Mm. Me and my friends eat more or less the same thing. We have a friend, Oiwani Onwang, and Hanwa, maybe we don't have Iwani wine, which will be an equivalent. Yeah, maybe it will be equivalent to like a tonic and a soft drink that we would be drinking.
Mm.
So to me, it's not a thing. And when I see that the table is evenly spread.
Yeah.
I don't mind sharing the bill.
Mm.
Mara, if there's 5 bottles of champagne, Lena Gerumela, I will not do that. I'm not entering into that agreement.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Laitse ba tabe ya gore mfana swipe re ka okay. O tsore ka tabe swipe re ka okay. This thing nagise re ba thoba jwang. And then uthola this type of friends ne. For example maybe re go stadium go fela ye tswabo. So after said I'm right ba fit are ba eng ro tsa nyama. A re bua mo koloing re drive for about maybe 2 kilometers or so. Ke tla go bolela re ro tswa mo koloing re ntse re bua ka tabai robere fitlo khanta go chekile ke ne rentse re bua ka tabai re gobe gore we itseng o qena o ngale wena o swipe because you can see gore anong se re tsenyetsa mahlora discuss gore oh no man it's a 180 so wa no tshoro buka ite trend wa no yo
we at this restaurant hey 3 guys came out ba sapatela ka montle ke re ba tsama ka di pm di g63
no
but bill tololo ba ba bitsa e tlamile tlo patela bile ke ge ba swabile ai khanta wa patela ai wa setle like seriously
kwaphela ubungane usisi sihambe naye endaweni kusafika lapho she decided yena no because a guy friend of mine was coming u guy has to take care of the bill. I really feel it's rude and it's really inconsiderate for people who do such things. Akuna ukuthi uzophuma wena ungasho ukuthi awunamali and then mawufika phambili u order ma oyster ne caviar u order ibhodlela libiza lutshwala awunamali. If bona imali spenda le mali leyo buzo uyispenda wena uzithengele into zakho. I really feel it's just plain rude.
Yeah.
You know, now I always have respect for people who even when you take them out, you know, they'll consult you first, like, you know, is it okay if I order whatever. Maybe they want to order something that's sure. about 300. I know that you don't mind, but I think it's also so distant. You know, it's distant for them to, you know.
To even ask.
Yeah.
You know? Especially if you know that you are not yeah. picking up the tab.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, but the nerve to order the oysters.
Caviar.
Le caviar.
Maya fishy.
Man.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Amuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.